Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And a good Sunday morning to you. Welcome to this edition of Nature Notes with our naturalist friend Jim Gilbert, brought to us by Cardinal Corner and By the Yard Patio Furniture. We'll talk with Jim about that great furniture. Danny Long here. I want to talk, well, I've been telling you about Cardinal Corner, what, 9, 10 years now? Have you been there yet? Well, if not, don't wait. Check it out. Pam and Lee, they own and operate this store, a couple of locations in West St. Paul and Newport Center, reminding us February is National Bird Feeding Month. It's true. They've got all sorts of tips, too. I remind you this every week. They have a newsletter. They've got their February Cardinal Corner newsletter. You can subscribe online. Easy to do. Just go to cardinalcorner.com. And, of course, they've got a beautiful, unusual selection of bird feeders, bird baths, bird houses. Not to mention the gifts. A lot of folks don't know they've got home decor, things like purses, scarves, jewelry, kitchen items. Not only items made in America, but made right here in Minnesota. Lee and Pam, they're located in West St. Paul, Butler and South Robert. Amy's at the Newport Center. They always like to chat with you. Call them, 651-455-6556, or visit them online at cardinalcorner.com. You're going to check it out. Hope you do. You'll see that Cardinal Corner really is more than just a bird seed store. And good morning to you, Jim Gilbert. That trip sounds phenomenal.
Oh, doesn't it? You know, 11 days, Norway and Iceland, coming up September 9th to the 19th. Sandy and I have been to Norway and enjoyed the beauty of the fjords and seeing some of the same places we'll be going to, Bergen and Oslo and so on. And I'm looking forward to the stunning scenery and the geothermal areas and the historic sites of Iceland. So if anybody's interested, call 651-398-9358 or check the web, defineddestinations.com. Mike Kenny does a nice job of putting these things together.
Well, that's for sure. Sounds like a great time. Well, we had, Jim and I, we've talked midweek, but I wanted to explain a little bit about what happened last week with live radio. Some folks thought I abandoned you, but in reality, management had asked me to do the show, the following show, the Healthy Matters show, from down to the Cambria Gallery. So I didn't say why, but maybe I should have, but I went down. It takes a couple of flights. You can take the elevator. That takes a while. But I said, Jim, I'm going to have to run down there. So you take over, and let's hear your Nature Notes.
I can imagine you running down there.
So unfortunately, make a long story short, we could not connect to the server in New York, which is on a remote. That's more than I even know about. But we could not connect via the computers and all of that stuff, even with a good engineer like Jumpin' Joe Jonkis. So I said, I'm going back upstairs. So it took another trek to come back. So that's the reason why I would never abandon Jim Gilbert. So don't get mad at me.
No, it all worked out fine.
It did.
In the end, and that's what real radio is all about.
Really is, yes. Well, let's have a for real Nature Notes today.
Well, sure. Sandy and I are here at our cabin near Ski Hill Road at Lutzen. And, you know, driving from Duluth to Lutzen was really interesting on Friday afternoon. We saw these huge sheets of ice, and a good share of them more than a mile long, of course, out on Lake Superior. And, of course, there's large areas of open water, too. So these are beautiful blue areas. But then we started noticing along the shoreline rocks the ice formations and from the wave spray that had come up. Well, on Friday night, on a TV news broadcast coming from Duluth, we found out that 59% of Lake Superior is ice-covered. And, you know, with the cold temperatures that we've had all the way, well, through February, but, of course, some colder than normal temperatures in January, this lake could freeze over again this year.
Isn't that something?
Well or not, but it doesn't freeze over very often, but it could. But Sandy and I came to Lutzen this weekend to attend the memorial service for our friend David Brislant. And as I told you too, Denny, for the last 12 years, I don't know where time goes, I've called David and Mary Brislant at their home on the ridge above Lake Superior at Lutzen to find out what they have been observing outdoors, you know, during the last few days. And then they would share that with me, and then I could share it with the listeners through Nature Notes on WCCO Radio on Sunday mornings. David passed away the last day of January from cardiac arrest. He taught art, social studies, and served as a football, basketball, and track coach for 33 years at Isle High School. That's on the southeast end of Mille Lacs Lake. Mary also taught at the same school. After retirement, they moved to the North Shore, built their own home, and became active members of the Lutzen community, including singing in the church choir. And boy, that church was packed yesterday.
Oh, I bet it was. That's sad news.
Oh, it is. And, you know, I'll just say, David enjoyed 15 years on the ridge above Lake Superior for its scenic beauty and wildlife photography, which he loved and shared with many, many people through all kinds of publications. And, of course, obviously his family and I and many others miss David greatly. But I wanted to tell people about him because special person here along the North Shore.
I'm glad you did to tell us, and I'm glad you brought it to my attention too, Jim. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, here this morning, can you believe, I think it's about 10 below. I don't have my thermometer with.
Officially, it just changed to 2 below here officially.
Oh, 2 below. Okay. Well, we have partly cloudy skies, and I can see this kind of banana-shaped moon out there. And but, it, you know, typical day along the North Shore, I guess. But in the Twin Cities area, sun rose at it's going to rise in just a few minutes, 7:20, sets at 5:36. And so today in the Twin Cities area, we have 10 hours, 16 minutes of daylight. We have gained 19 minutes of daylight since last Sunday. And get this one, Danny. An hour and 29 minutes is a total daylight gain since December 21st, the winter solstice. So we could say we've gained an hour and a half.
Excellent.
Oh, I know. The normal high for the Twin Cities is 28, normal low 11. We're well below that today. But records for today, February 11th in the Twin Cities, high 57, set 136 years ago in 1882. Low, minus 31, said in 1899. The most snow ever recorded on this date came on this date 39 years ago, 1979, 4.1 inches. And we have this, what I call, waning crescent moon, rose this morning at 4:30. I think Denny was probably already at work.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you're right, getting your wits about you and gathering the news and everything you need to, what you
That's
need
right.
to know.
That's right.
But our next full moon is March 1st. Now, we kind of forget, you know, what's happened a year before. But last year, with high temperatures in the 40s, on February 10th and 11th, that would be the equivalent to yesterday and today, southern Minnesota maple syrup producers were tapping their trees and collecting the first sap. On Diana and Dave Herring's farm near Waterville, this was the earliest in 50 years of maple syruping that was done on that farm. And that was, we're talking about last year. So we're looking forward to warmer temperatures, but every year is different. It's now time for house finches to begin singing and for cardinals to sing loud and long. Downy and red-bellied woodpeckers can be heard drumming on resonant tree trunks and limbs and other signal posts. They do this to announce territories and establish pair bonds. Anyone who has European starlings in their locality should see some individual birds with at least partly yellow beaks. It usually starts at the base and moves out, and so it would still be black at the end. But at nesting season, as nesting season approaching, a starling's bill changes from black to yellow. And the starling itself is not native to the United States, but was introduced to New York City from Europe in 1890. Great horned owls are on nests incubating eggs. They are Minnesota's earliest nesting bird. Barred owls carry on hooted dialogues with each other, so they're going to be nesting in the next few weeks. Ringneck pheasants can be seen in soybean and corn stubble fields, and also up in sumac shrubs eating the berries. At feeding stations, ringneck pheasants really relish corn kernels. At least 10 years ago, Fred Strzok from Traverse des Sioux Garden Center in St. Peter told me that on or close to February 11th each year, as the sun rises higher in the sky, plants in greenhouses come out of dormancy and start growing. Now, other greenhouse keepers in the Twin Cities and southern Minnesota areas have also noticed this, and that at these greenhouse plants begin growing on February 11th, just like Fred Strzok said. On sunny days after February 11th, greenhouses become hot and humid, even on cold days. That is so interesting. And I know it's true because there's a greenhouse at the Minnesota Landscape Arboretum that I get into quite often. And all last week, it was cold. And now, I'm sure starting today and tomorrow and the next day, it'll be warm. And then also, Denny, the interiors of our cars now will warm up when parked in the sunlight.
It's really true. Tony and I went to lunch yesterday, and I was telling us, I feel that sun's heat, even with the heater on. Yeah, you can definitely feel it. I was thinking about signs of spring as you were talking about warming up, and our friends at By the Yard, they're going to be at all these home shows. Of course, as usual, they always will show up at those things. And they've got all these new pieces of furniture, Jim, as you know, where they still talk about, and I forget to mention it, you mentioned it, but how quick of a drive down to the showroom. It's like 15 minutes from 494 and 169.
Once you get to that Chaska turnoff, it's just a few miles.
Oh, absolutely.
To the left. But the showroom is fantastic.
It really is, and you can get the same deals going there. Yeah, they have all those ideas, as you remind us. They have settings that you don't have to imagine it. They're really there. But they're going to be at the home and remodeling show at the U.S. Bank Stadium this coming weekend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're going to display all their furniture. You'll have a chance to check it out. It's going to be kind of fun just to go to the U.S. Bank Stadium if you didn't get to the big game last week. But if you like gliders, I don't care what form you have, they'll have it there. And I'm going to give you a phone number. A lot of folks call. They got a brand new catalog, as Jim and I mentioned before. And order it, call it, or head to the showroom or head to U.S. Bank Stadium coming up this weekend. But here's the toll-free number a lot of folks call after Jim's show. Get that free catalog. Give you some good ideas. 877-220-0448. It's a recording. Just leave your address. As I said, a lot of folks call after Jim's show to order that catalog. Bytheyard.net is the website. You can do the same. But head to the U.S. Bank Stadium this coming weekend. Check out the furniture.
And if you can't, get one of those catalogs, the colored catalogs.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Think
came
spring.
In the mail for us,
yeah.
I don't know, 7-8 days ago.
And if you order the furniture, you don't have to pick it up now. They'll deliver it in the spring. So that's another good advantage. So see the good folks. Family-run business, wonderful people at By the Yard. Well, Jim, what else do you have this morning?
Well, Jenny Bollock, who lives near Nerstrand, heard duet hooting by a pair of great horned owls this past Thursday evening. That would be the 8th. Lately, wildlife photographer Paul Sundberg from Grand Marais has seen and photographed both saw-whet and boreal owls. Now, some people are really, really interested in owls because you don't see them that often. And even these wildlife photographers who spend hours and hours and hours outside search and search and search to try to find them. Ray and Marlene Simon, who live near the Cannon River on the edge of Northfield, report, in the last couple of days, just west of Northfield, along country roads, Ray saw a flock of 30 snow buntings, and he's been seeing horned larks in small groups, like 3 and 4 birds. Marlene spotted a flock of house finches eating buds from a black cherry tree in their yard on Thursday. Coming to their feeding station are deer, gray squirrels, red squirrels, cottontail rabbits, and probably a few other furry creatures. But besides that, 18 bird species, including a dozen mourning doves, up to 40 northern cardinals at one time. And I heard you talking about Cardinal Corner, and this is National Bird Feeding Week. So feed those birds, and these people have 18 different species coming. So besides that, pine siskins, American tree sparrows, and about 40 wild turkeys. At the University of Minnesota Landscape Arboretum, located along State Highway 5, a couple miles west of Chanhassen, the Nordic ski trails are currently in good shape. Now in February, there's an indoor spring flower show. It's titled Fragrances of Spring, Essence of Paradise. In the Oswald Visitor Center, that's at the Arboretum there, along with hundreds of orchids, visitors can view sculptures from the private estate collection of Minnesota's best-known sculptor, Paul Granlund. The sculptures are great. I went to see them just the other day. Diana and Dave Herring, who live near Waterville, report that near Kalkenny yesterday, David spotted a wild turkey up in a sumac shrub. Now, this is a big bird up in a sumac shrub trying to eat the red fruit. Last Tuesday afternoon, Diana saw 4 bald eagles in a short distance while driving near their home. Now, that seemed odd to her because there's absolutely no open water there. And I talked last week about if people want to see a lot of bald eagles, go along the Mississippi River in the Wabash area, Reed's Landing to Wabasha, and you probably see at least 100 bald eagles. Early in the week, a female pileated woodpecker came to the Herring's feeder and was feeding upside down in the suet feeder. And at the same time, the bird was feeding for about 10 minutes, but at the same time, suet crumbs were falling below on the ground, and American tree sparrows, juncos, blue jays, and northern cardinals gathered down below to feed on this. Do we have time for a little more?
Yes, we do, as a matter of fact.
Okay. From late January into February is egg-laying time for great horned owls. Great horned owls are residents throughout Minnesota and actually throughout most of North America. What they like for a habitat would include, like, forest areas, large farm woodlots, remote wilderness areas. They're rarely found in heavily populated urban areas. Great horned owls don't build nests, but take over old nests of large birds such as those of the red-tailed hawk, osprey, bald eagle, great blue heron, American crow, and even sometimes they use squirrel nests, the nest right on the top of a big leafy squirrel nest. They also use tree cavities, natural tree cavities, and rocky ledges. Very little, if any, nesting material is added, but a central hollow is clipped down and breast feathers are used. 2 eggs are typically laid. Incubation of eggs is mostly by the female, and the male great horned owl brings her food. Eggs hatch in about 30 days. The incubating females often end up being partly to mostly covered by snow during snowfall in January through February and into March. And I've seen that. I've seen them up in the tree, on their nest, and covered with snow. Great horned owls are the earliest birds to hatch young in Minnesota each year.
Jim, before we run out of time, I wanted to mention Tim sent a text earlier for you that he saw a big, beautiful white snowy owl yesterday between Delano and Loretto. It was an amazing sight. And the question is, how rare is that?
Very rare.
Very.
Wow. You know, like, well, you know, when you get together with a bunch of birders, you know, everybody probably has seen one. I've only seen a very few in my lifetime, and I haven't seen one for like 3 years.
Oh, wow. So it is rare.
Oh. Well, yeah, and they're coming down from the north, and, you know, They're never very numerous. Owls never are.
Never are. Well, thank you, Tim, for that. And, Jim, thank you. And let's talk more next week if you have time.
I look forward to it. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. Yeah, have a good week. Jim Gilbert back next Sunday morning with more Nature Notes here on 830 WCCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.